like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is...
It's movie time.
It sure is. Next week, Lenny. Now, we're way ahead of the game here.
Yes. Oh, that's
next
right.
Next Friday, Mark Felt. Who is this?
The movie's called Mark Felt, The Man Who Brought Down the White House, starring Liam Neeson. Considering the daily shenanigans of the current Trump administration, the movie Mark Felt is extremely relevant. Mark Felt is a 30-year FBI agent, a highly principled man who turned out to be the real deep throat. He blew the whistle on the corrupt Nixon administration and the notorious Watergate scandal. So yeah. He knew all the dirt behind the White House.
So it's a docudrama that attempts to fill in the gaps that all the president's men had started.
Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman playing the journalists, Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein. It opens with the death of J. Edgar Hoover. Felt, he's been passed over as the new director of the FBI.
But Felt did have access to a private file.
After J. Edgar Hoover died, they showed them going through all these files and burning them.
That's how he stayed in power.
Right.
People were afraid. So the loyal Felt, who'd been the associate director of the FBI.
Very highly principled.
I mean, who better than Liam Neeson to play this straight-up guy?
This puts Mark in a terrible position. He knows all the dirty secrets, and he keeps wondering, is there a right time to blow the whistle on all of this stuff?
Lenny, one of the nuances of the film, questioning Felt's motives for eventually spilling the beans to everybody, because while he's a straight-up guy, there are edges to him.
I wish the film had gone more into detail about why he did decide to, as they say, let the dogs out, because he was so straight-laced. And it didn't give you too much information about why he finally decided to blow the whistle.
He's passed over. You're not sure that this is a motive, because while his wife, played by Diane Lane, is bitter that he wasn't promoted, that's one of the side shows here, her alcoholism. Which leads eventually to her suicide.
Right, she was deeply flawed.
Yeah.
He has given 30 years. They've moved around. They've lived in 13 different locations. And so she's had a stressful life. He's totally devoted to the FBI.
Doing some things that different from that straight arrow persona. For instance, his daughter.
She runs away. You like to talk about how they bring the storyline of families.
I want to see what happened in Watergate through the point of view of Mark Felt.
Right.
Now, when we get to the side storyline of the daughter, I actually found myself saying, hey, I would have liked to have seen a little bit more of this. She has gone to a commune. She has a baby. I would like to have seen a little bit more of that, even though we know that her mother was not providing emotional support.
She had a dysfunctional childhood.
There are avenues here where the film doesn't fulfill. You were suggesting a superficiality, which I was agreeing with. For instance, we get almost a cameo by Bob Woodward. And the film is called Mark Felt, The Man Who Brought Down the White House. And I'm saying to myself, I'm not sure he brought down the White House. He certainly helped.
Right.
But here you have these two reporters, as you mentioned, who are fully vetted in all the president's men.
Right.
Well, just one of them barely makes an appearance. This is the story of Mark Felt. So I have to back away. I don't want it to be all the president's men. You have Mark Felt as almost Lincoln-like in his virtue and looking like that.
He does a good job because he has this very stern face.
Yes.
But the film had so much potential, but the storytelling, in my mind, could have been much more creative because I wanted to know more about what was going on in his mind. Instead, they had him sitting there staring out a window, and you're going, what's he thinking? What's he thinking? How is he deciding to do this?
Lenny, the number of close-ups of that magnificent nose and that sonorous voice. Ehrlichman and Haldeman, who never appear in this movie.
Right.
Some are going to make the parallel to today and the Trump administration.
Oh, yeah.
Trump fired James Comey.
Mm-hmm.
And his relationship with the FBI is tentative at best.
That's the word I was going to use, right?
Yeah. Linda Boss McClelland, fix a grade to Mark Felt, The Man Who Brought Down the White House.
I give it a C.
But I'm going to award it a B minus. Just, what do you think, Lenny? I have a deep throat?
Yes, you have a deep throat. The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.